You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Biblical Covenants. A biblical covenant, or Brit, is an agreement between Hashem and humans. Hashem makes certain promises while requiring certain behaviors from humans in return. There are five biblical covenants in the Tanakh. The first one is the Noahide covenant. You can see this in Genesis 9 verses 8 through 17. The eternal covenant with Noah and his descendants that Hashem would never again destroy the earth with a flood. The sign of this covenant is the rainbow. The promise. Hashem spoke to Noah and his sons, telling them that he would establish a covenant with them and their descendants. This covenant would also extend to every living creature upon the earth. Hashem promises to never destroy the earth with floodwaters again. Hashem placed a rainbow in the clouds as a sign of this covenant between himself and mankind. When rain falls and the rainbow appears, Hashem said that he would remember this covenant and not cause another flood to destroy the earth. Requirements. Hashem gave mankind 7 mitzvot as part of this covenant between himself and mankind. The prohibition of idolatry, prohibition of blasphemy, prohibition of theft, prohibition of murder, prohibition of sexual misconduct, prohibition of eating live meat, and the prohibition of failure to establish courts of justice. Number 2. The Abrahamic Covenant. This is seen in Genesis 15 verses 7 through 21 and 17 verse 10. The eternal covenant with Abraham and his descendants regarding the land of Israel and his descendants was perpetual entitlement to that land. The sign of this covenant is the circumcision. The promise. Hashem brought Abram out of Ur into the land he was to inherit. 3 heifers, 3 goats, 3 rams, a turtle dove, and a young bird were sacrificed in what has come to be known as the covenant between the parts. Hashem told Abram that while he would die an old age and be buried, his descendants will end up enslaved in a foreign land for 400 years. However, Hashem promises to bring these descendants back to the land promised to Abram, which would encompass everything from the river of Egypt to the Euphrates. Requirements. The requirement was that of circumcision. As a perpetual requirement, in order for them to be part of this covenant, every male Jew must be circumcised on the 8th day. Number 3 is the Sinaitic Covenant. This is seen in Exodus chapters 19 through 24. This is the eternal covenant with the children of Israel and their descendants regarding Hashem being their God forever and protecting them. The sign of this covenant is the Torah. The promise. Hashem promises that if the children of Israel obey him and keep his covenant, they will be a treasure out of all the peoples and belong to Hashem. The children of Israel will be a kingdom of princes and a holy nation. Hashem declares that those who love him and keep his mitzvot will be blessed with loving kindness, but those who hate him, disobey his mitzvot, and take his name in vain will be cursed. If they honor their fathers and mothers, their days will be lengthened on the land that was promised to Abraham and his descendants. Whenever Hashem allows his name to be mentioned at the altar, he will bless the people. If the widow or orphan is oppressed, Hashem will slay the perpetrators, and their wives will become widows and their children orphans. If the children of Israel obey Hashem and follow his mitzvot, Hashem will hate their enemies and oppress their adversaries. If Hashem alone is worshipped, Hashem will bless the food and drink of the people, remove illness from their midst, and there shall be no bereaved or barren women in the land. Hashem will send fear and confusion before the children of Israel to confound their enemies and cause them to retreat. Requirements. Hashem gave the Aseret HaDiborot, known as the Ten Commandments, to the children of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall not have the gods of others in my presence. You shall not make for yourself a graven image, or any likeness which is in the heavens above, which is on the earth below, or which is in the water beneath the earth. You shall neither prostrate yourself before nor worship them. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it. 6 days may you work and perform all your labor, But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall perform no labor, neither you, your son, your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, your beast, nor your stranger who is in your cities. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, or whatever belongs to your neighbor. Civil and criminal laws are given, including regarding altars, slaves and servants, murder, manslaughter, accidental death and kidnapping, striking or cursing of parents, animal behavior, theft, sorcery, rape, bestiality, idolatry, oppression of the widow, orphan, or stranger, money lending, attitude towards judges, offerings, courts, Shemitah year, pilgrimage festivals, and covenants with and living in the lands of the Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites. The fourth covenant is the priestly covenant, seen in Numbers 25, verses 12 and 13. This is the eternal covenant with Phinehas regarding the eternal priesthood to the Aaronic line. The sign of this is the priesthood that remained in the Aaronic line, and the Aaronic priesthood will return to perform the duties in the third temple. The promise, Aaron and his sons shall be priests of Israel for perpetuity. Requirements, Aaron and his sons shall follow all the rules and regulations regarding the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash, as well as all the mitzvot given to the children of Israel. The fifth covenant is the kingly covenant, as seen in 2 Samuel 23, verse 5. The eternal covenant with David regarding the eternal kingship to the Davidic line. The sign of this is the kingship that remained in the Davidic line and will return with the last king, the Mashiach. The promise, Hashem has made an everlasting covenant with David that the throne of Israel will forever be in his family. Requirements, David and his descendants must follow Hashem and fulfill the mitzvot. Thank you for listening to Biblical Covenants. Shalom.